Kedushin Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes 1:9. More about general principles of Mishnahs. Here we say, Kol mitzvah shehi taluya ba'aretz, eino noheges ela va'aretz. Any mitzvah which is dependent upon the land itself, the dirt, meaning an agricultural mitzvah, so it only applies in the land of Israel. Interesting to note that the word aretz apply is used in that sentence twice and means two different things. The first time it refers to the land, the dirt itself, the ground, the earth, and the second time refers to the land of Israel, the Holy Land, Eretz Yisrael. And as I'm sure you're aware, in like the Torah's ontology, the world is divided into two places. There's Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, and Chutz La'aretz, outside of the land of Israel. That's the rest of the world. So here we're saying that the land, the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking about things like Trumas and Maaseres, separating the tithes, Challah, taking from the portion from the dough, Leket, Shichcha, Peah, the gifts leave to the poor from agricultural, Shvias, the Shemitah year, Chadash, which we'll see more about in a moment, which is the restriction on eating new crops till after the Korban Omer is brought, Orla, the prohibition of eating tree fruits in their first 3 years of the tree's life, and Kilaim, planting mixed species in the ground. All these things are only in Eretz Yisrael. V'she'ena t'luya ba'aretz, and the mitzvahs which aren't like rooted in agriculture, they're just generic, you know, mitzvahs like kibud av v'em and building a mock around your house and all those kind of things. So then, noheges bein ba'aretz u'bein b'chutz la'aretz. They apply equally inside of Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. There is a famous Ramban, I think, that people misunderstand, that sort of suggests that outside of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvahs are just for practice. He doesn't mean that. What he means is, in terms of Hashem's intention for giving the Torah, he had a larger agenda of making this sort of model society built on justice and love in Eretz Yisrael, and keeping your mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael is practiced as much as it doesn't really amount to the same, you know, total vision that Hashem had in mind. So, you know, it's and to that extent, it's sort of practice for when you get back to Eretz Yisrael, where the land is invested with sanctity, and there's like your mitzvahs are a whole different league of spiritual impact and significance. But nevertheless, there's no doubt about it that putting your tefillin in Chutz La'aretz, it's a mitzvah to itself. That doesn't mean that when I come on a plane from Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, I don't put on my tefillin again, because I try to, yes, because doing mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael are just simply much more significant and impactful, but it's not they don't count in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Now, exceptions. Chutz mina orla v'akilayim. Two exceptions, which are agricultural mitzvahs, which do apply outside the land of Israel, are orla and kilayim. So orla is referring to the restriction on eating fruits and a tree's first 3 years of their life. The calculations are a little complicated, but not for this moment. The point is, in those first 3 years, you can't eat fruits. They grow on a tree, and the word orla means kind of like blocked off or restricted. Referring to the trees and its produce being blocked off and restricted. So that means if you're living in Chutz La'aretz and you have, you know, a farmhouse in upstate New York, for the first 3 years that the fruits grow on the trees there, meaning the first 3 years of the tree's life, those fruits are asur mid to oraisa. Okay? And there's, however, the base of that is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's not psukim, but there's a tradition going all the way back that orla should apply in Chutz La'aretz. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens and the Bartanur. Now, worth noting is that the application of the halachas of orla is different in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, because if you have suffic orla, something which you're not sure whether it's orla or not, those kind of fruits, so in Eretz Yisrael we're talking about a doraisa, and you of course have to be machmer, l'chumra, suffic doraisa l'chumra, so suffic orla is usser. Whereas in Chutz La'aretz, even though it's usser midoraisa, according to how we're saying in the psak, even so, the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai has an attendant halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, which says that if it's suffic orla, just dubious orla, maybe, maybe not orla, in Chutz La'aretz, it's mutter. You don't have to be strict. Okay, so that's the one exception. The other exception is kilaim. So kilaim here is not referring to kilai zeraim, planting mixed seeds that is permitted in Chutz La'aretz. You could plant, you know, wheat and barley in a field in Chutz La'aretz, but what you cannot do is kilai hakerem, plant mixed grains like wheat and barley together in a vineyard, or mixed greens, yirakos, in a vineyard. That would be forbidden, and the pashas, that's an isser de rabbanon. The rabbis extended that de rabbanon because since they saw such a strict treatment of kilai hakerem, kilai implanted in a vineyard, inasmuch as it's aser bahana, all benefits prohibited from that, both from the grains or greens that are planted, as well as, you know, the vines around what you planted. They all has to be burned, essentially. So the Torah takes it very seriously, and there's strict application of it, and therefore the rabbi said, even midrabanan, we're not doing kilai hakerem and chutz laretz as well. Worth noting, however, is that the halacha is that grafting plants together, so taking like a root stock of one, you know, apple tree, and then putting a baby apple tree, you know, branch into it, whatever it is. So if you're talking about two different species that you're merging together, that would be a forbidden mid-oraisa. Okay? Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af mina chadash. Rabbi Eliezer adds that he has one more item to the list of exceptions, which is chadash. It's also aser in chutz la'aretz. So chadash, which means new, is referring to the new crop. It is a iser from the Torah to eat from the new crop of grain until after the Korban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed. It's that barley offering, Sfiras Omer. We count from there all the way to Shavuos. So the point is that, assuming that you could bring a Korban Omer, then you can't eat this year's grain until after you bring it. Nowadays, of course, we don't bring Korbanos, so no Korban Omer either. However, until the 16th of Nisan, second day of Pesach, so the current, any grain which took root prior to then becomes permitted only on the 16th of Nisan, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that a din d'oraisa and chutzlaretz, like Rabbi Eliezer. The Ramah brings in the Ashkenazi tradition meant there was a custom to be lenient here in the old country, and not be strict for what's called yashan, the opposite of chadash. Chadash is the new grain being permitted, and yashan means old grain. So the custom, the practice was to actually eat chadash in chutz la'aretz. The base of that is pretty tenuous in truth, the halachic basis of that. But nevertheless, it was done, and there's a world of literature to, as a limud zchus, to defend that. Nowadays, the pendulum is swinging the other direction, and more communities and people are, since they have access to more food and a variety of food, and they're not going to starve without it, to be strict and not eating chadash, only yashan, even in chutz la'aretz.